Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by C House and Jan and Colin Ashley. How are you today, Colin?
I'm great. Back from vacation.
We'll get to it. Today, we are drinking water. The variety is tap. It is coming to us in a cup by way of a metal faucet. This beverage was produced by our respective municipal water supplies. Colin, this one is so major.
Yeah, it's a huge hip.
We
had to do it.
By sheer volume, would you say, here's an interesting question. Do you think the majority of liquid you consume is tap water? I mean, I assume a plurality is. Unless you use the Brita.
I exclusively use Brita for my water. So it is by way of tap, but sure. Pass through filter.
So yes, we are drinking raw.
This is raw. Mine's like chunky. But I guess some is ingested when I'm like brushing my teeth, and then like if I'm like going to my like if I'm in like my bathroom or like if I eat something weird, I'll like swish my mouth out with tap water raw. And like,
so probably usually, like 30 drops a day.
Yeah, I would say I don't drink a ton of raw tap water, unfiltered tap water.
Well, I feel like a lot of this is going to be reiterating things that I've talked about on previous episodes. But I believe I'm on record as saying the bathroom sink. Have I talked about this before?
I feel like a little bit, but we also just talked about it in our lives before.
Sure.
But go ahead.
Well, just that I feel like the tap water from the kitchen sink does not hit.
Interesting.
I feel like this is a universal concept, and I feel like that is why a lot of people do the Brita or other...
This is kitchen sink tap water that I have.
You just smelled it. That was crazy.
Okay. How to get the bouquet.
Sure. But I feel like that's why people do the Brita, because it's like the kitchen doesn't hit and you have to go to the bathroom to get the real good tap water. And I don't know why that is. I assume it's the type of faucet.
Maybe. No. I don't know if I've ever thought about there being a difference between the different taps in my house.
Well, because you're a Brita boy.
Well, yeah, but even like as a child, when I would drink just normal tap water, I guess I would fill up my water bottle in the bathroom sink. Because it's like before bed, I fill up my water bottle like after I'm done with my nightly ritual in my bathroom. And then I will just drink from that.
And you swallow your toothpaste water. Yeah, I feel like we have a reverse storyline, because when I was a child, my parents had a Brita, and so that was what I was drinking. What kind of Brita do you have? Is it a jug with a filter on the top?
Yeah, it's a pitcher. It's like just like a big, I don't know like what size. It's probably like 2-liter pitcher.
Sure.
And yeah, I just fill it up, keep it in my refrigerator.
Sure, that's classic stuff. We had the like tank with the flip.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable way to dispense your water. But then now that I live by myself,
it's a hassle to refill.
Yeah. Being the little goblin that I am, I skulk to my bathroom.
Yeah.
Step over all the cardboard boxes. The tap.
Turn it on.
We were talking about this a little before the episode started about whether we would have to do a separate follow-up episode on hose water.
Well, yeah,
because
hose water was a big thing when I was a kid. Like, I feel like when I'm I have memories of like being out playing in my yard and it's like I'm hot, let's just turn on the hose, drink some water real quick, and then like get back to playing. Well, you never did that?
No, I mean like maybe like as a joke, like
we would do it like a lot.
Yeah. Well,
and I feel like that certainly hits different.
Well, I can only imagine.
Yeah. I'm eating bugs and grass. Everything from the outside is getting in there.
Yeah. Did you ever do the thing like in Jackass, where you would hold onto the hose and fly around.
Yeah, I had a fire hose in my backyard, and I would just put my mouth all over it.
This might be too gross of a story, you can cut it out, but I one time took off a chunk of my finger with like a pressure washer.
Oof!
Because I was like washing a car or something. It wasn't like a chunk. It was just like, it like burrowed through a few layers of skin. Because I was like, this doesn't feel that like powerful. And so I just like held my finger up to it. Like, and then I feel like I like didn't even notice at first. And then after the fact, I discovered. So the moral of that story is tap water can be a blessing and a curse.
So true. I'm not even talking about toxicology.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's so much with tap water, you know, since time immemorial. Of course, there is a certain, I feel like there's a certain classist connotation against tap water, because the classic scene when you're in the restaurant, sparkling or still, no one wants to be the one who asks for tap.
Yeah, is tap okay? That is
you're the waiter asking that?
Yeah, like a Pepsi situation. Do you have water? Tap okay?
Is Tapsy okay?
I feel like there is almost similar to you saying we had reverse stories. I think of
tap water being classy?
Well, there's the whole situation of like, lower income areas and like, for lack of a better term, underdeveloped countries with poor drinking water, and that's like tap water coming back to attack you. It really is a blessing and a curse, like you said. I will say also,
tap revenge.
Exactly. Just on our end, I don't know if you're having a similar situation. As we do these episodes, we crack on mic, obviously. Can't do it in this situation, but this is one of the hardest things where I can't drink the water, and I just am looking at this cup of water, and I keep wanting to drink it, and it's
my mouth is like drying out, because even a bevy of bevies, I will like constantly be sipping from a big.
Yeah. So
maybe this is the time to get into container talk.
I'm a quick cup check.
I'm almost certain. Yeah, cup check. I forgot that was the name of this segment. I think I've talked about this cup before. The No Boats on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Daily Drinker.
Pint glass.
It's a sturdy pint glass. And then, of course, at the bottom, I never really noticed this, but at the bottom, printed on the bottom, facing you as you're looking down, it does say, Oars Up, which I guess is like sick. The catchphrase of No Boats on Sunday.
Yeah, sip type beat.
Sure, absolutely. Ooh, we should... We'll
make
have
cups?
I was going to say, that's actually a great idea, and cut this out, because we need to copyright the concept of having big cups before anyone else gets to it.
I'm drinking out of a complimentary Torchy's Tacos, Texas taco chain. They had a hashtag torture by taco hot taco challenge, and you get a cup, and it's like a nice, thick plastic cup. It's basically my daily drinker. I don't know what sort of BPA situation I'm getting into by reusing a plastic cup. It's not like a normal plastic restaurant cup. It is like a real cup
that
they just made for this promotion.
It's more sturdy.
Yeah. It's like a nice... And it's red. It's got like a guy breathing fire because they had these hot tacos.
Yeah.
And then it's got like the Torchy's logo on the back. But yeah, I'm ready to get into it if you are.
I'm ready. I will... So, not getting any kind of bouquet off this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can, like, detect maybe... Because I feel, you know, of course, as we all know, water has flavor.
Yes.
And certain tap water. And you start drinking, and I will talk a little bit about the reason... I prefer tap water to the Brita, especially the sort of jug-based Brita, because I feel like the Brita can be so sterile. And it tastes too clean. Like, it's almost like someone's, like, put, like, a drop of chlorine in the water. And that's, like, what I'm tasting. Whereas I like a little more, a little something to it. And I feel like Toronto specifically, I enjoy the tap water here a lot. I mean, I guzzle the stuff.
Yeah. I've got my first sip, and you go ahead and drink yours. So I do drink Brita mostly. This is from the same tap that I drink my Brita from. I do taste a difference. Mine's not quite cold. It's like cool. is the temperature I would say that mine is. I'm getting like a little bit of like, I feel like, you know, visiting family, the water always tastes weird at someone else's house where it's like,
sure. Yes.
Maybe
absolutely.
It's just, I'm used to it, but like you get to a different place and it's like, I've had some crazy tasting tap water and this is like normal tap water. I think even though like I've only lived where I live currently in Illinois for a little over a year. This is like not bad tap water, I would say.
Yeah, mine, maybe it's just because I'm focusing on the flavor. Mine does taste a little hard today. You know, I feel like I'm tasting a little more mineral content, a little more there, as some of us like to say. What are your thoughts on temperature? Do you like
an ice-cold
glass? What are we working with here?
I don't like ice in my water always. I do prefer it
do you mean
cold. Like, I don't like drinking
ice
water.
You don't always like ice in your water, or you do not like ice in your water ever?
No. I like ice water sometimes.
Sure.
Usually an ice water situation is I finish a drink fast, I have ice, I have like a full water bottle next to me, and I'll pour that over that ice and drink the ice water that way.
What was the thing that you're talking about with the coffee water?
Oh, that's a whole, we should do an episode on used coffee water, but I feel like Dunkin' specifically, you get an iced coffee, load it up with ice, slam the coffee, pour water over it, and it's like a little...
It's like an Americano.
It's like a weak coffee, post-coffee drink. And I feel like I've heard people talk about like drinking iced coffee, and as the ice melts... the last little bit of like watery water or a watery coffee, and similar with like Bloody Marys and like other iced cocktails like that. But as for water, I usually like Brita cold, so refrigerator cold. But I also am not picky about like a cool or like even a room temperature water, especially if like I fill up my water bottle at night, go to bed, wake up, room temperature water, knock it back. Sometimes if it's cold, you can't really chug it, which, depending on what activity I'm doing, you need a chug every now and then.
Sure.
So chug, I feel like there's a perfect there's a perfect cool balance between ice cold and, like, room temperature where it's, like, perfect cold water. And that's my preference.
Sure. I feel like I'm an ice cold. What's cooler than being cool? I'll do like a fill up before bed, and I often will not drink it before I fall asleep. So when I wake up, I sort of have the room temp water situation. But more often than not, I like the ice cold. I don't even know if I can share this story, but like I did have a thought the other day because it was incredibly hot here over the last few days. Mm-hmm. We had a bit of a heat wave and there's a lot of humidity specifically. And I had just gotten, like, I came back to my desk with, like, a tall glass of ice-cold water, and it was, like, condensating very heavily. And I was like, this is kind of, like, sexy, you know?
I know what you're talking about.
Like a sweaty glass of water.
I mean, it's sweltering, and it's like, you look at, like, there is something about, like, a glass condensation, like, it looks appealing visually. I know what you mean. I'm not like, for lack of a better phrase, pounding off to it, but it is like, you look at it and it is like there. I mean, that's like a classic thing of like sweat obviously goes hand in hand.
Sure.
Especially in like movies and TV.
I've never seen this movie, but I'm thinking about The Paperboy.
Sure, yeah, that's like a sweltering summer movie. Or even like Do the Right Thing, where they like rub the ice cubes all over each other's bodies. But yes, I do. There is something also about ice blocking your drinking. There's even sort of a... I think it's like an anti-Western approach to ice being bad for you in general, because it is like bad for your organs to have like ice cold things. But there's something to like a fill to the brim glass of ice cold water with no ice in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
I don't ever put ice in my water, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do we want to do our segment now?
Yes, we can quickly do what am I drinking?
Yes,
I've brought something
to the table here. I'm excited.
I'm gonna try and Here, I'm going to move my mic so I can crack this so you can hear it. It is a canned beverage.
Okay.
I don't want to get it on camera.
Yeah, of course. I'll close my eyes.
So there's that crack.
Okay.
Now I'm going to pour. Keep your eyes closed. Eyes closed.
Okay, eyes closed. Eyes
Holy
closed.
Shit.
Okay, I'm sensing surprise.
All right, I did not Can pour the whole eyes? Thing. Yeah, you're good to open it. Are you ready? I'm going to show you the glass, which is in a pint glass.
Okay.
I'm sort of a pinkish.
Pale pink. There is some effervescence there, certainly.
Yeah, some bubbles.
Is this any kind of natural drink or health drink?
I would not say it's a health drink. It does have natural flavors.
Okay.
And juice from concentrate is my
Okay. Because my first thought was like, is this some kind of like maybe like a kombucha almost? But
it's not a kombucha.
Is it watermelon flavored? Because that's what the color suggests.
It is not watermelon flavored. I'm going to have a sip. I've not had this drink before.
Okay.
Okay. It tastes like what it says it is. It's got a very sweet forward, but it's actually not as bad as I was expecting.
Okay. So this is a fruit flavor, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it... And I assume the color is meant to match the fruit.
It is, and it does, I would say.
Okay. So is it like a pomegranate?
No.
Pink fruits. What am I missing
I would not...
here?
Okay, so, well, I may have misled you.
It's like
it
a red
is,
fruit?
Well, knowing what it is, I think it makes sense that it looks like this, but the fruit itself is not this color.
Okay. It's not like a pale pink. Is it a red fruit?
No.
Is it a dragon fruit?
No.
Like from Fall Guys?
It is not.
Is it grapefruit?
It is not.
Okay.
Let me look at the ingredients. So there's citric acid, there's sodium citrate, there's stevia extract, there's cane sugar, there's lemon juice from concentrate, there's the fruit in question, there's cane sugar, have I said that already? And then there's alcohol.
Whoa. Okay, I'm gonna say, is this like a lychee?
It is not.
Wow. Is it a passion fruit?
It is not. I think you're overthinking it.
What am I missing here?
I
feel like I've said all the...
So it's like a fruit-flavored something.
So it's some kind of like seltzer? There's alcohol and effervescence that sort of is suggesting.
It is like that sort of vibe. This thing is usually not carbonated, is what I'll say also.
Okay, this is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, same.
Is it raspberry?
It's not. You're close.
Is it strawberry?
No.
This is crazy.
It's still close.
Okay. Is it, named like 10 things.
I know, it's crazy you haven't said this yet.
And it's not lychee, it's not dragon fruit. Is it cranberry?
No. I think you're still thinking too literal on the color.
Is it like pink lady apple?
No. You're getting further away from it.
Okay.
So here, I'll tell you. It is a Simply Spiked lemonade.
Oh, wait.
So it's
not strawberry or raspberry?
No. It's a lemonade in a can from Simply. They make Simply lemonade. They've verged into the canned cocktail, canned alcohol craze. There's a variety pack that I had. I've had a few flavors from it. I had not had this one yet. And it's Simply Spiked blank lemonade. And it's not strawberry. It's not raspberry. It's
Cherry?
No.
That's crazy.
Name another berry.
Appleberry?
What are you talking about?
Appleberry okay. jeans?
Okay, I think we just have to give it up. Do you okay, want I one more? So. Do you want here?
Is it
I'll
blueberry?
Tell you the last ingredient. What do you say?
Is it blueberry?
It's blueberry! It's what? Blueberry lemonade!
What? You lied to me.
How?
You were like, it looks like the color, and then it's like,
well, but if blueberry lemonade, that's what that would look like.
I guess, yeah.
And then I said, as the second you started guessing pink fruit, I was like, oh wait, I'm misleading. And that's why I tried to cover my ass a little bit.
Yeah. It's like a very pale purple.
Yeah.
Is basically what I now realize it is. I mean, that sounds yummy.
It is really good. It's the other flavor, I think I did have a watermelon one, and I think I had a strawberry one. And they were both like way too sweet, too like syrupy. This one I think I had low hopes for because I don't really like blueberry lemonade. But it's striking a nice balance, and I think it's quite good.
Sure. I don't think I've ever had blueberry lemonade.
It's classic stuff. But that is, what am I drinking?
Wow. I mean, a great segment. I
never fails to take up time.
speaking of time, we are out of it.
Do you have any quick final thoughts on tap water?
Yeah, we need to give a quick final thought. I mean, it's tap water. It is the, frankly, the cornerstone of our society, I think. Like, having
running
water. We
didn't really talk about it, but yeah, it is like... Apparently, great for life expectancy historically.
Yes, you were reading that. I mean, oh, and one little bit of bevy news I wanted to mention quickly. Today, a story broke that the city has issued a warning, City of Toronto, after fake Toronto water workers have attempted to enter homes and gather personal information.
Wow, that's just like the rehearsal.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, yeah, like Core Skeet.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably, I think, you know what I actually think? This is a Bevy's first. I think we're going to have to do a second tap water episode.
We'll return to tap water in different forms, for sure. We'll do back of the toilet tank.
Straight from the hose.
Yeah, hose water, mouth under tap.
That's my favorite Jon Stewart movie, is Hose Water.
Sure, and I think it's good. It's not as good as Brita. I'll give it a normal thumbs up, not golden. I'm happy to have it in my life, though. I love water.
Okay, I guess I will, of course, give it a golden thumb. I guess that puts it in the Silver Thumb Club. Congratulations, Tap Water. This has been Bevy of Bevies. You can follow Cullen at Clatchley on Twitter. You can follow me at Seahouse and Jen on Twitter. You can follow at Bevy of Bevies. That's just mm-hmm. all it is, right? Listen to High Floor, Low Ceiling. Listen to Got the Runs. Oh, Cullen was on High Floor, Low Ceiling.
Yeah.
It was really
After we
crazy.
Recorded our tequila episode, I went on a different podcast, Drunk as a Skunk.
Yeah, but it was really good, so listen to that. And until next time... Even though it's cold, there's nothing hotter than water.
Sip, sip.